Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're talking about praising God. As Christians, we're to live and walk by faith, and praise is the language of faith. See, to live by faith or trust, two sides of the same coin, means to order your life to live according to things which you cannot see yet. Things which are real, but they're invisible. And praise is the language of faith. When we praise God, we're praising someone we cannot see for help and provision we do not yet see. Christians have misunderstood praise. Not everybody, but many Christians have. We think praise is something we do when we feel good. Or praise is something we do when things are going well for us. Or praise is something we do when we really like the worship song that's being played. Now, I'm not opposed to praising God in any of those scenarios, but that's not what praise is all about. Praise is not about us and what's going on with us. Praise is about giving God the response that's always due Him. It's always appropriate to praise God for who He is, for what He has done, for what He is doing, and for what He will do. We're praising someone we cannot see for things we do not see. Why? Because as the sovereign, mighty Lord of all, God is always worthy of praise. And one way we glorify God, one way we bear fruit to God, is through praise. Hebrews 13:15 says, "By him let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name." When you praise God, you're bearing fruit that brings glory to God. Psalm 50 verse 23 says, "Whoso offers praise glorifies me." Did you know that we're commanded to praise the Lord? Psalm 107 says four different times, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works before the children of men." To praise the Lord means to list his virtues and his accomplishments. In other words, you talk about how good he is, how wonderful he is, and you talk about the wonderful things he has done, is doing, and will do. Not because you feel like it, but because it's the appropriate response to God. As Christians, we are commanded to praise the Lord. In Revelation chapter 19, John has a vision of the second coming of Jesus. And in his vision, he heard a voice from the throne of God commanding God's servants to praise him. Revelation chapter 9, verse 5. "And a voice came out of the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both great and small.'" All of the servants of God are to praise him. We find that same idea over in the Psalms. Psalm 134, verses 1 and 2. "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord." Servants of God are commanded to praise the Lord. Servants of God are told to bless the Lord and to lift up our hands and bless the Lord. Let me read Psalm 135, verses 1 through 3. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant." Servants of the Lord, that's part of your duty as a servant of God, is to praise the Lord. It's not about you, it's about him. It's always appropriate to praise the Lord. See, we said yesterday, Psalm 50 verse 23 says, "Whoso offers praise glorifies me." You glorify God when you praise him. But there's more to it than that. The verse goes on to say, this is how the NIV says it, "And he prepares the way so that I may show him my salvation." When you praise God, you prepare the way for him to show you his salvation. See, we're part of an invisible kingdom now. We worship an invisible God who presides over an invisible kingdom with invisible help and power. And the point is that the invisible help and power can and will affect the seen realm. But you may say, I haven't seen his help. Well, perhaps you didn't prepare the way. Perhaps you didn't praise the Lord. See, praise prepares the way for him to show us his salvation. Now, you may say, I praise the Lord. I got praise and worship music going in my house. I can't wait to get to church to listen to the praise band play. That's good. But we Christians sometimes have it backwards. We think we praise the Lord because we feel good, or because we like the worship song, or because things are going well. But that's backwards. The order in Scripture is praise first, then the victory. Praise first, then the deliverance. Yesterday, we made reference to Paul and Silas. I'm not going to reread it today in the interest of time, but in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas ended up in jail for preaching the gospel and casting a devil out of a little gal, beaten and chained in a horrible Roman prison. But we're told that at midnight they prayed and sang praises to God, and the other prisoners heard them. At midnight, their back's bleeding, they're in pain, they're in a rotten, stinking prison, and they prayed and sang praises to God, so much so that the other prisoners could hear them. Now, there was no worship tape to pop in. There was no praise team leading them. They, by an act of their will, had to choose to throw their hands up in the air. Now, you might say, you don't know that they did that. Well, we just read in Psalms that servants of the Lord are commanded to lift up their hands to the Lord. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But they began to praise the Lord out of their mouth. To praise means to extol. It means to list the virtues, list the accomplishments of. They began to praise the Lord, and then they saw deliverance. The whole place was shaken with a mighty earthquake. So much so that the doors flew open, the chains came off, and they were set free. But notice the order. Praise first, then the deliverance. I'm going to tell you what, their flesh didn't want to praise the Lord any more than your flesh wants to praise the Lord when you're at midnight in your life, chained to your problem. But they did it, and it brought deliverance. We left off making reference to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when Judah, under King Jehoshaphat, was faced with a much larger army. Several nations, the Moabites and the Ammonites, had joined together to attack Judah. Jehoshaphat was outnumbered, and he knew it. And he and the whole nation went before God and said, we don't know what to do. And God spoke to them through the prophet. And he told them, this isn't your battle, it's mine. You do not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. And be not dismayed, because tomorrow when you go out to battle, the Lord will be with you. And everybody fell on their face before the Lord and praised and thanked him. The next day, when they went out to battle, we're told, verse 21, and when he, Jehoshaphat, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab, and Mount Seir. There were some Edomites in there too, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. He put the praisers out first. Now, let's modernize that. Let's say you turned on the TV, Fox News, CNN News, whatever you watch, and they showed the army in Iraq marching, only there were praisers out front, musicians out front, singers out front, and they were praising the beauty of the Lord's holiness, saying, praise the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. They're listing his accomplishments. They're saying who God is. They're saying what God is. They were singing, they were praising. But notice, it's praise first, then the victory. They won a wonderful victory that day. No Hebrew person died. They didn't fire a single shot. If we keep reading, the Lord sent confusion amongst them, and they began to fight each other. And Israel took great spoil off the battlefield. Now listen to this, verse 27. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord made them to rejoice over their enemies. Do you notice that? The Holy Ghost comment on that battle was they rejoiced over their enemies. Are you facing enemies today? Probably some of you are. No doubt many of you are. Did you know you can rejoice over your enemies? That's what Jehoshaphat did. He rejoiced over his enemies. But it was praise first, then the victory. For Paul and Silas, it was praise first, then the deliverance. Jehoshaphat, it's praise first, then the victory. Let me read you another verse. This is Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. Notice the same thing. It's praise first, then the increase. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. It's praise first, then the increase. It's praise first, then the blessing. Whoso offers praise glorifies me, God says. And he prepares the way that I may show him my salvation. Christians have it backwards. We want to praise God after we feel better, after things start going our way. But if you want to rejoice over your enemies, if you want to walk in victory, you must learn to praise God while you feel bad before you see the answer. Now, believe me, I am sure I'm talking to people with serious issues, and to have somebody like me just sort of blithely say, praise the Lord, it can almost sound insulting. I've had people say that to me, and believe me, I understand that feeling, because the time you most need to praise the Lord is the time you feel least like doing it, and the time that it feels like the most ridiculous thing you can possibly do. But that's the model we see in Scripture. Praise first, then the victory. Praise first, then the deliverance. Praise first, then the increase. Whoso offers praise glorifies me, and he prepares the way that I may show him my salvation. Begin to prepare the way by praising God. Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy. Let's face it, everyone is busy these days, and when it comes to God's Word, there's a lot to learn. Diane can help you maximize your study time. For starters, you can order this week's lesson on tape or CD, or join Diane every Friday night for a live in-depth teaching right here in St. Louis, Missouri, with worship provided by Mercy's Child. We meet at 7:30 p.m. each Friday at 4720 Jameson, right in the heart of beautiful St. Louis Hills. You'll be in the company of believers with like faith and passions. And we hope to see you this Friday. Send this teaching forth by partnering with us. Monthly partners help pay for radio time and receive our best teachings. Diane provides a website with MP3 audio, downloadable study guides, and much more. Visit www.richesinchrist.com. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-888-739-6619. That's toll-free 1-888-739-6619.